News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Well, now we're joined by Ger Herbert, a motoring editor with the Sunday Independent. Ger, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, 10 things to know about the new BMW iX3. Why is this car so significant?
Okay, this is probably the most important BMW they've produced in probably over 60 years at this stage. And just to give you a quick context for all of this, Pat, basically what they're saying is it's the Neue Klasse. It's a new class. It's a new family of cars. Now, the last time they launched something like this was in 1961 at the Frankfurt Motor Show. They basically tore up the rule book and redefined what a BMW was. And they introduced the sporty saloon. And it was this model and the Neue Klasse range at that stage that launched and established BMW as the manufacturer of the sporty rear-wheel drive saloons. And, you know, was the beginning of the 5 Series, the 3 Series, and all of those cars that we see now, you know, are synonymous with BMW. And basically every modern BMW can trace its lineage back to that car in 1961. Now, this is the first time since then that they have redefined that family. And very much in the same vein, they have tore up the rule book. They have started again. They have a brand new design. They have new platforms. This is the way forward. And this will be the platform that more than 40 new BMWs will arrive on by 2027. So a hugely ambitious project for BMW.
Now, there are significant elements to this. For example, charging, they're using an 800 rather than a 400 volt battery charging apparatus. So this will charge very, very quickly if you can find the appropriate charger.
If you can, and it is a big if, you can add 371 kilometres of range in just 10 minutes, Pat. Now, bearing in mind, the range is 805 kilometres. That's WLTP.
800 kilometres. I mean, that is the game changer to Donegal and back on a charge.
It is. And even though I'm sure there's lots of people listening this morning who go, but you won't get that. Yeah, you may not get it. It'll depend on the weather. It'll depend on your driving style. But even if you knock 20%, 25% off that, you will comfortably go from most spots in Ireland by return to anywhere you want to go and back without having to charge. And that is hugely, hugely significant.
Now, the question of drivability, you've driven it. So is it a fun car to drive?
No, I haven't driven it, Pat, not yet. I went to see it in July, but we literally only got to see it and the embargo wasn't lifted till September. So I've only been allowed to speak about it in the last week. No, it hasn't. We're not getting an opportunity to drive it till November. That'll be the big thing, Pat. Now, by all accounts, on paper, it looks like it's going to be a great car. It's lightweight in comparison to most EVs, and that's why they're getting that really super efficiency and that really long range. We've been promised that it will be, you know, a proper BMW on the road, but I won't be able to tell you that till November. But for the moment, I mean, it certainly looks like it.
It'll be quick anyway, that's for sure, and it'll get you far, that's for sure. It's also a very, I suppose, climate responsible car.
It is, yeah. They have been hugely important. This has been a hugely key thing. It is the first fossil fuel free plant where it's being produced. Almost a third of the SUV is made from secondary materials, from, you know, recycled aluminium, and its life cycle CO2 footprint is 34% lower than the outgoing model. So that is very significant. The other thing, Pat, is with all of this, and there's AI and super brains controlling the computer systems and everything, it's very well priced. It's priced at 73,925 when it comes here in March. So that, I mean, that is expensive. There's no doubt about that when people hear that. But in terms of a BMW SUV and what's the competitors, that is a very good price.
Okay, any other new cars you want to draw our attention to before we start talking Chinese?
Yeah, well, I mean, what's interesting is we have now a BMW that has an 800 kilometre range. What will the rivals do? And Mercedes launched the GLC. And this is a very important car for them. It's one of their best sellers in Munich this week. And that has a range, not quite as much, but it does up to 713 kilometres. It does fast charging again. That can add 300 kilometres in 10 minutes. So it's interesting how we're moving into that, you know, diesel territory, basically, Pat, with EVs.
Yeah, I mean, by the time you stop at a pump and fill up with diesel and go and pay your bill and so on and so forth, whereas you might be paying at the charger with your credit card, there mightn't be much difference in adding 300 or 400 kilometres to your car electrically or by diesel or petrol.
Absolutely. But the key thing is we need access to those ultra high speed chargers. They have to go in and they have to be plentiful, or none of these benefit, none of these, you know, technology advancements are going to actually be any benefit to us. So that is the other thing. And just one other thing, there is an electric Peugeot 408. It has a good range, but it, in comparison to what we spoke about, it probably has just an ordinary range. So the Peugeot 408 has a 453 WLTP range, a 58 kilowatt battery, and the price on that is $38,995, and that's just launched.
Okay, now we want to talk Chinese, and we've already seen a number of Chinese enter the Irish market, and there will be more coming.
There will indeed. Now, Leapmotor have just launched, just to give you an update on that, because we spoke about that before. They have a small little compact city car, the T03. That's coming in at $18,950. These prices have only been recently launched, which is astounding now, Pat. Like, we're spoiled for choice in terms of EVs that are priced under $20,000, which seemed to be something that would never happen, you know, even 18 months ago. There is also a C10 family SUV. It comes in an all-electric range or in a range extender, and that is $38,995, or the range extender one is 45,000.
And the little town car, 18,950, including all grants and so on, a range of 265. So if you're just nipping into a town every day and back, you'll get a week out of it.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, as I said, there's a lot of choice now in that market. You're not left with just one. I mean, in fact, at this stage now, probably the cheapest, some of the cheapest cars on the road are actually EVs in terms of new cars, which is, you know, pretty astounding. In terms of new entries, we might see is there's a Changan, a Chinese car maker. It's a state-backed car maker that has just arrived in the UK. Now, they have a Tesla Model 3 rival, or Model Y rival, and it's coming into the UK at about 5,000 sterling cheaper than the Tesla Model Y. There's no reason why we won't see it in Ireland. I mean, once they move into the UK, it usually follows that they'll move into here. Plus, they have expanded into various different markets in Europe. So it's one to watch. I would imagine it'll be sometime in the next sort of 12 to 18 months we'd expect to see that in Ireland. So a lot of Chinese EVs just waiting to come in over the next while.
BYD and MG, I suppose, already well established in the Irish market. Now, if you want to look at every electric car that is on the market, we will have an opportunity because the Nevo EV show is returning.
Yes, so that's returning in November. There's going to be a business day, a business to business day, but then the consumer day is on Saturday, the 8th of November. And I would advise anyone who's considering an EV to go along to it, because not only will they have literally every car you can think of actually there on the day, they'll have a lot of the new cars that are coming, you know, for the following year, but you also get a chance to test drive them. And all you have to do is just register to get a ticket, and you can register to test drive whatever you want. And it is a great opportunity to be able to actually get behind the wheel of an EV and drive it and see what you think yourself. So there's nothing like it in Ireland at the moment.
I remember I was there last year, and there were other suppliers there as well, like solar panel providers, because if you have a solar panel and a charger, well, you're going to make EV driving quite attractive in terms of pricing. A quick question. Does the BMW come with its own fast-speed charger to install at one's home? Because high-speed chargers are mainly available only in cities, and if one lives in the sticks, surely the car will come with its own charger. That's from Trish. Well, I know the answer, and perhaps you do too.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, look, you'll be stuck with what you can actually get in a home charger. It really doesn't matter. That charging speed matters when you get out to the high-speed chargers that are available. But, you know, your own home charger will still be a home charger regardless. You won't get that capacity
in a
home charger.
The home charger gives you about 7 kilowatts, and you're talking about 400 kilowatts maybe on the fastest public charger. But if you have three-phase, by any chance, three-phase electricity at home, you can get a faster charger, but most people do not. We all have two-phase electricity, and that limits our charging capacity. Ger Herbert, motoring editor with the Sunday Independent, thank you very much.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.